On April 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King was killed by a racist white prison escapee. The assassination sent shockwaves through the country, especially within the black community. It's true that King's star had dimmed somewhat with the rise of militant black leaders who promised more progress for blacks than King's nonviolent protest approach. But King was idolized. His violent death fueled the anger many blacks were already feeling at widespread discrimination and racism. Riots, including arson and looting, broke out in more than 100 cities, causing millions in property damage. Thousands of people were wounded, and 43 died. Many cities found their police force was no match for the speed and scale of the violence. Mayors asked their governors to send in the National Guard. Some appealed to President Johnson to send federal troops, which he did. This was a true emergency, and while some would question the scale of the response, few would doubt the need for the extra help. But that help was requested, not imposed, and no one suggested that National Guard troops be sent by the federal government from one state to another. Today, there is no rioting. In fact, crime is down. People are protesting government overreach in apprehending, detaining, and deporting people who may or may not be here without legal status, who may or may not have committed crimes. Yet, with specious claims of serious unrest, the administration is sending troops into cities that do not want or need them. I'm Deborah Booth, and that's my perspective.